The Cape York Aboriginal leader and barrister Noel Pearson played a central part in bringing the court case. He says it all goes back to the 2009 state election at which Anna Bligh won re-election for Labor. But he says she did so after a secretive deal with Green groups. Noel Pearson spoke to me this afternoon.
It turned out that this decision that was taken by the then Minister Stephen Robertson was in fulfilment of a secret political deal for Green preferences that were made during the election campaign unbeknownst to us in Cape York.
But as custodians of the country, it might have looked as though you, as the Aboriginal community there, were opposing protection of the country.
No, the Aboriginal people of Cape York support both conservation and development. But if either of those things are to happen, they should happen with knowledge and consent of the landowners.
So at the centre of the court case was, in your view, a failure to negotiate or a failure to inform the Aboriginal people?
Absolutely. The failure to inform the Aboriginal people and obtain their consent to what was proposed.
And as it turns out, is that what the federal court's judgment says?
Yeah, because I recall giving an interview to one of your colleagues on the 7th of April 2009, and I alleged at that time that I suspected that there had been a preference deal done at the recent election and that the minister had not considered these Wild River declarations on their merits, but was merely delivering on a political deal. And 5 years later, we've been vindicated.
So what does this judgment mean now? What development is now possible, and what development do the local people intend?
We said at the time that some of the development proposals for this area, people might not have current proposals. This is about preserving opportunities for the future. But things like tourism development, things like horticulture, and cattle production and so on, these are ideas that some traditional owner groups have currently, but they're also ideas that people will, and proposals that people will have in 5 years' time, in 15 years' time. And our argument all along was that when the time came and people wanted to develop their land, they should not be precluded from doing so.
Is it possible now to have big Port Douglas-style developments?
Oh, no, there's proper environmental assessment processes. The law of the land applies in Cape York Peninsula. What we didn't want was just a blanket put over Aboriginal land. And this is the thing about the Wild Rivers scheme. It almost entirely affected Aboriginal land without affecting much non-Aboriginal land.
But there were graziers opposing it as well. Will they benefit too?
They will benefit from this decision. I mean, this is a five-year fight, Mark. We vowed that we would not rest until we reverse this decision. We feel vindicated. It was a grossly unjust act that the Bligh government did back in 2009.
But is this the end of it? Is it the last court case, or can it be appealed further?
No, this judgment has set aside those declarations. And the great irony of this, and the great tragedy of what has taken place here, is that the lady who took this challenge before the federal court, Mrs. Martha Kawata from Urukun, is actually the widow of the late John Kawata, who had taken Joe Bajilke-Peterson to court 32 years ago and won in the High Court a similar kind of precedent. It was just a tragedy that 30 years later, a similar case had to be run by his wife in order to once again defend the land rights of the Wik people in Cape York Peninsula.
Noel Pearson, the Cape York Aboriginal leader.